Welcome to Alpha Trader, coming into the home stretch of a most unusual, most extraordinary, and most challenging year. 2020 was, to quote a recent Bloomberg Businessweek headline, a great year for stocks and a bear market for humans. This is Aaron Task speaking to you Monday morning before the open. Futures have turned higher after Donald Trump backed down on his threat to veto the stimulus package. Obviously, a lot of cross currents here politically. We were talking last week, Stephen and Jim Urio was our guest last week. The markets have always assumed that there was going to be a stimulus package, and now it looks like we will get one. Tragic as it is, the stock market has looked past the devastation that coronavirus has caused. As we start this week, the week of New Year's, the S&P is up about 15% for the year. Incredible. And it's up about 65% from its lows of March 23rd. Again, when we look back on 2020, those are obviously very scary days for so many reasons. And the stock market had an incredibly fast, devastating response to the outbreak of the pandemic. But since then has, again, looked beyond what's happening right now, looking towards 2021, hopefully being a year of return to normalcy. And the Fed's response obviously has been a huge part of the stock market's incredible performance this year. And market participants feeling pretty good as we head into 2021 about continued gains ahead. Again, the machinations that go on in Washington, D.C., I'm not a fan of either side and how things work, but the Democrats are going to use this to their advantage. And that could help swing the Senate to the Democrats. We won't know, obviously, until the runoff results on January 5th or the days certainly following that. But if the Democrats take back the Senate, that's going to change the calculation on a lot of things that the incoming president, Joe Biden, wants to do. And so that's certainly going to be a major story next week and into 2021, how much a Biden administration can do when it comes to capital gains taxes, more stimulus, infrastructure spending, all these measures. And those will certainly have an impact on the stock market and something market participants are going to need to keep a close eye on. And politics certainly having major implications in China right now. Another big story as we start this week is what's going on with Alibaba. A few weeks ago, Ant Financial, which is a subsidiary of Alibaba, they had to pull their IPO because the Chinese regulators wanted more information from them. And over the weekend, Ant executives were summoned by China's central bank and told to, quote, rectify the company's lending, insurance, and wealth management services. This is according to a statement from the People's Bank of China. It didn't ask for a breakup specifically, but the Central Bank of China said that Ant needed to, quote, understand the necessity of overhauling its business and come up with a timetable as soon as possible. This is amid reports that Jack Ma, who's the founder of Alibaba and of Ant Financial, has been told not to leave the country, and clearly showing you the force that Chinese central government has over its economy, and a good wake-up call to all of us that China is far from a free market economy. It's a state-sponsored economy. Now, Alibaba shareholders have certainly suffered and are suffering because of what's going on over there. I have often thought this, and certainly this episode with Jack Ma and Alibaba and Ant Financial has me thinking it again, that those companies, and I know it's most S&P 500 companies now, but those companies that have big operations in China, and I'm thinking of companies like Tesla and Apple off the top of my head, need to be paying close attention to what is happening right now with Ant Financial, because there is that risk. And it was never a 0% risk, but maybe the risk has gone up a little bit here, that there could be some retribution coming for other major corporations, multinational corporations that operate in China. Because the Chinese government, they want to remind everyone that they are in control. Certainly stories that we will continue to watch as we get into 2021. Now, of course, this program, what we like to do is bring you guests and the views of some of the top thinkers out on Wall Street and folks that we just happen to enjoy talking to. I'm talking to you solo here today because Stephen was having some technical difficulties. Our plan today was to talk about 2021 and some of our own specific thoughts about where the market might go, and talk about what some of our favorite guests are saying about 2021. And these are people we will certainly look to have back as AlphaTrader rolls into the new year. So Ryan Dietrich of LPL Finance, he's a technician. He's had a good handle, I think, on the markets, and he's been a guest here a few times. Someone we'd like to talk to because he gives good perspective on things. He's forecasting that stocks will have modest gains in 2021, and a strong earnings rebound could allow stocks to grow into their current valuations. We see the S&P 500 with a fair value target of 3850 to 3900 in 2021, potential for further upside if the production of the vaccine exceeds expectations. Growth style stocks may continue to perform well next year, but we expect participation to broaden, which could boost cyclical value stocks. And I would say this idea of value over growth and a modest gain for the S&P 500, that's pretty much consensus for 2021. Part of me wonders if maybe everyone's a little bit too piled into that side of the boat or set up for that. Certainly, we saw a big move into smaller cap and value stocks starting in November. They've outperformed since then on the anticipation that they'll have a better year in 2021. In the back of my mind, I wonder again if and this is just how my mind works, that consensus is too built in here, and that maybe we will have yet another year of outperformance of growth. And thinking back amongst our recent guests, John Markman of Markman Capital strikes me as the biggest bull, both overall and in terms of being having a very growth bent to his investing style and focus, particularly right now. We definitely look to have John back. He's a stock picker and gave a lot of names in the episode he was on. I hope you all check that out. And again, he's a big fan of growth and growth stocks and technology stocks and looking for more gains and outperformance from them in 2021. That puts him in the minority, certainly among our guests. JC Peretz of All Star Charts, another technician who's had a pretty good finger on the pulse of the market this year. And it strikes me that the technicians, I think, did better in 2020 overall because they just follow price. I think it was easy for a lot of fundamental analysts and a lot of the observers like myself to get caught up in what was happening at the start of the year and certainly in the spring when coronavirus was first breaking out and think this is terrible and this bounce that we're getting here and the end of March and April, this is just a dead cat bounce and things are going to roll over again. And clearly we never got that. We never got anything near a retest. It's just been pretty much a straight up shot since then. I mean, as JC would say, all that matters is price. And to quote his recent commentary, markets trend, that's a fact. Whether you think something is a bubble or not, doesn't matter. Only price pays. We're going to trust that and ignore all the other stuff. This goes for stocks, Bitcoin, which by the way, exceeded 28,000 over the weekend, or any other asset class, maybe even gold one day, end quote. So this is part of JC's outlook for the coming year. He's talking about rotation down the market cap scale, which we believe is evidence of increased risk appetites for equities, broadening participation to cyclical sectors, as well as strength in copper and emerging markets and other economically sensitive assets. We're also seeing bullish price action from risk-on currencies like the Aussie and Canadian dollar. More countries around the world breaking out to new highs is consistent with stocks in general doing well. This is just one of many data points suggesting the exact same thing. It's been paying better to own stocks, not to be shorting them. And one of the things he points out is that consumer staples are working on their lowest relative levels to the S&P 500 in over a decade. Quote, underperformance from staples is a classic characteristic of strong uptrending stock markets, which I'm not sure if you've noticed we've been in, end quote. That's JC Peretz. Again, looking for more gains in 2021. And that's what the trend is telling him is going to happen. And he's also looking down, not just from growth to value, but from larger and mega to mid and small cap stocks. He thinks that's where the focus is going to be and should be. Kevin Simpson of Capital Wealth Management, he was here in the summer. He's a stock picker, bottoms up kind of guy. His partner, Jeff Sott, was with us September, October timeframe, talking about that we're in a new secular bull market, which started in March, which means we have many years to go in this rally. We're not at the end of something, we're at the start of something, according to the folks at Capital Wealth Management. Kevin Simpson writing, quote, With the stimulus package, therapeutics, and the successful distribution of the vaccines, markets will have more room to run next year when we reopen this economy and can finally get back to normal. We frankly expect more record highs over the intermediate and long term while we remain vigilant for changes. He's talking about the potential for double-digit returns in 2021. And in terms of specific stocks, this is Kevin Simpson at Capital Wealth Management commenting that he says, think about the big retailers, talking about how much pent-up demand there is from consumers. And Ian Shepherdson of Parthian Economics has done some work on this. He estimates that there has been an extra, quote unquote, $2 trillion, trillion with a T, dollars in the pockets of consumers just because there hasn't been as much things to spend on in the last 9 months that he's expecting to hit the economy in 2021 as we get back to normal. And so Kevin Simpson suggesting you take a look at the big retailers, Amazon, Walmart, Target, Home Depot, and Lowe's. Among his suggestions, the firm owns Walmart and Home Depot. Quote, companies that have done amazingly well during the shutdowns and will continue to thrive in a return to normalcy as the economy opens back up. One other thought from another guest of ours, Cody Willard of Willard Capital Management. Also, like John Markman, a stock picker and a growth-focused investor. He talks about Revolution Industries, and space is certainly one of them. He's long Virgin Galactic and still is bullish on them despite their recent struggles with a failed test flight that knocked the stock back for a little bit. He's also got a space SPAC, which seems to be, to me, the most 2020 thing of all, a SPAC of space. SRAC is the symbol, Stable Road Acquisition Corp, which is planning to take Momentus public next year in a reverse merger IPO. Momentus is in the business of building spacecraft, whose purpose basically is to move other spacecraft, such as satellites, to their desired orbits. According to Cody, quote, this is a very early stage company that plans to create revenue by helping SpaceX and other companies navigate around once they get into space. This company should clearly be considered as venture capital-like investment and not a typical publicly traded stock like Apple or something else that is far less speculative. But SRAC is a symbol. If you're looking for something to speculate on, you're looking for an investment in the space revolution, which is real and is happening. It's becoming a huge business. It is a huge business already and going to get much bigger. And if you want to pile into the SPAC space, which has been just a juggernaut here in 2020. So in 2021, we will have many more of the guests that I've mentioned here on the show and other guests. We'd love to hear from you if there are people, strategists, investors, analysts that you'd love us to try to reach out to get an Alpha Trader. Please let us know. You can find me on Twitter at Aaron Task or on LinkedIn. Reach out. I'd love to know what you think about the show, what you like to see different or better. We're here for you and we appreciate you tuning in. Steve and I will be back next week with an episode and I wish all of you a happy, healthy, and safe New Year's. This is Aaron Task. You've been listening to Alpha Trader.